we were given the criteria of having these paintings be about Buffalo through the eyes of a teenager.
Elizabeth Larrabee is a teacher at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. 11th and 12th graders participated in making the paintings for the Buffalo Airport in just 3 weeks. Delaware North Companies reached out to the school and supplied students with paint, brushes, and canvases to make their creations. Each student interpreted the Buffalo theme in their very own way.
I had one student who took it sort of very literally, and she wanted to have a person like looking through binoculars. So it's actually a person's face, but instead of having the eyes there, you see views of Buffalo through binoculars. I had another student, actually, who was really struggling with coming up with an idea. He came up with, he's like, oh, Buffalo, it's only about snow and being cold. And he came up with this actually beautiful piece of, like, kind of snuggling and looking at, like, the snow coming down.
Other students created a painting of Buffalo's Peace Bridge lit up at night. Another painting featured clouds with Buffalo landmarks. The paintings are thoughtful, bright, and colorful. Larrabee tells WBFO News students came up with a wide variety of images. She was surprised by their detailed work.
A little nerve-wracking taking on a project like this and having a really short timeline and sort of unexpected and not having a real strict guidelines. And the kids really took off with it, and I think they rose to the challenge.
The student artwork is located after the security checkpoint in the airport, hanging on a former construction wall now turned into a mini art gallery. Both Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services and the NFTA are helping the school with a fundraising effort, encouraging businesses and members of the community to purchase the art. Money will be raised for the students to travel to New York City in the spring, where students attend art galleries and theater in the Big Apple. Larrabee says students were thrilled to participate in this program and have a chance to be real working artists. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.